Never felt his spirit so strong. And sometime when I feel him, I don't know, we've always done service. Done service, you know. You get up, you preach, you know. But as I stand here now in this place, I want to tell you I'm ready to yield to. To yield to whatever he wants to do. I'm ready. I've been spending this time along with him as we went on this 21 day whatever. And he really been dealing with me. He really has. And I just thank him. I appreciate him. In this time I've learned that there's nobody like him. There's no God like him. Where would I go? What can I do to seek a refuge for my soul? It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And I know sometimes, you know, we whisper, Lord, help us, and we ain't going to do this no more. But one thing he told me, he said, you told me you wasn't going to complain no more. You told me that. Sometimes we speak and we just talk. But this is serious business we're doing now. Your soul is serious business, and we don't understand. We really don't. But as Brother Ed began to minister this morning, I'm not lifting up nobody because ain't no man, you know. I begin to understand better. And as these couple of weeks been going by, God has really been dealing with us. He's dealing with you too. You ain't telling me this. He's dealing with you. Now, I don't say everybody, but some he's dealing with in this place. Brother Al will be back stronger than ever. I've been knowing him for years. I don't know what God is doing. I can't say, and I'm gonna lie and say I know, you know. But I just feel like when I sit here, I say he'll be back stronger. Because God is dealing with him. And when he stays away, because he don't stay out of church for nothing, for nothing. Never. He wants to be with the Lord. And I believe God is going to meet with him. And I believe he's going to have something to say that we probably, well, I don't know if we ever heard it before, but that we need it. God is really helping us, don't you think? Let me see if y'all been helped. Let me see what you feel. Do you really feel, you know what I mean, like going on, like really knowing more about God, you know, not the same old, you know? And I just want to thank him for the day. And he texted me this morning and said, Pastor, I can't come this morning. He said, would you take the service or you, Ed, take the service? I said, I'll take the service, son. But it ain't like the time when he was trying to grow up and call me, I can't do it today. No, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's that I got to stay with God. I got to see what he's saying. I got to see. I just really appreciate the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap. I know this is really out of Arthur, bro. Sister Linda, I'm ready to go wherever God take you. That's a big burden on you. But you've been around, you know, God is, for a reason God took you around, you and Brother Ed. That's the reason he sent you here. Whatever moves God, you may know a little bit what we don't know, you know what I'm saying? But the Holy Ghost knows everything. He knows everything. And what he's been teaching to me is about the Holy Ghost. I was brought up in a oneness, not a oneness, I was brought up in a church that taught holiness. The name of my church was Holiness Revival Center. That was the name of my church. And I was brought up in holiness. And I was brought up that you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this and you can't do that. And that's the way I came up. I met the Holy Spirit because I was bound. And a brother came through the town and was talking about God could heal. And I heard people screaming and devils coming out of people, Brother Allen. And I began to seek. And there was a lady next door to me. She had been filled. She was the musician in our church. Her name was Sister Dahl Harvey. And she was telling me, she said, there's something else, Celeste. I said, I know. What is it? She says, the Holy Ghost. I knew nothing about the Holy Ghost. And then when I got bound, I don't want about no ghost because the ghost I thought would bound me. I took it wrong, you know. Amen. But then I kept on after the Lord delivered me. The Lord delivered me. from a spirit, a terrible spirit of fear. I would see things. I was pregnant, and I saw my baby in the toilet. I was just gone. Just my mind just gone. But I met a man named Jesus. I called a man named Jesus. And I want to teach you about, I just preached about Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, God delivered me. I'd go from Detroit. Every time I could do figures now, I can just run down figures. I used to keep the weights for cotton. And I learned I got 96 and so on. I could run down still. But every time I get a little money, I'd run to Detroit. Getting away from the voices, getting away from this devil that's bothering me and talking to me and coming to me and riding me at night. And I'm seeing things run behind doors and this and that. But Jesus delivered me. Nobody told me to call his name. He had mercy upon me. I didn't go to a church where they believed in nothing in my church. But don't wear your dress this way and comb your hair that way. Don't put none here and this and that and the other. That's the church I went to. And we thought we was better than everybody else. And if you didn't belong, we wasn't quite as bad as y'all Pentecostal folk, though. But we was bad. Hallelujah. I don't just look over my life. I'm old enough. I said, you know, people look at me and some things. I said, Lord, when brother was preaching, I said, God, you've taken me through forgiveness. That I have learned in my life. He got to realize I'm 20 years older than him. That's what I'm thinking of my man. I've come through that. So now what else you got to tell me? So he told me something. He kept on preaching. Now I can take that. But hallelujah, I've come. I know how to ask forgiveness to people and the duck off because he taught me. He taught me. I had to go a lot of time to folks. Yeah, because I had to go. But today I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I want to talk about Jesus. I feel like I want to explain about what he told me about the Holy Spirit today. I feel like my ministry, I'm just going to tell it all. Try. When I used to go to church, to the Pentecostal churches, of the oneness churches, they call them. I could feel God. I could be in the back of the seat. And I could feel something I didn't feel in the other churches. I said, Lord, got to be some to this. But they were so high-minded. And so, I know I can talk to you now. I talk it now. I don't want that. I don't want that. I said, Lord, I don't want that. I don't want that. And then I noticed how how to get people through the Holy Ghost. And half the time, folks wouldn't have nothing. And I didn't like that either. There was a lot of church I didn't like. So my pastor told me, if you don't like it, fix it. That's where she raised me. So I missed out on a lot, and I see it now at 80 years old. But you know what? God called Moses when he was 80. I got a chance. I got a chance to straighten it out. Because he was 80 years old, and then he could. Did the Bible say that? And so I feel like I'm not behind. I'm going to catch up because I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to say I need something else. I'm not ashamed to say I need something else. I'm not ashamed to say this church needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not ashamed to say it because God showed it to me. And in spite of me, I preach on the Holy Ghost sometimes, but in spite of what I preached, I raised good children. She's been with me 40 years. I must have did something pretty good. Because Tawana been with me over 30-some years. Amen. But God used me in spite. We saw God move. Good Lord. I mean, we saw God move. And God used me. You know, and I thought that was enough. He used me. That was enough. But I'm thinking, Lord, something is missing. And he told me, yes, we're getting ready to go on another honeymoon. Yeah. He said, now you're going to go honeymoon with the Holy Spirit. You went with me first. I told her the dream I had. Had on my gown and had everything on. It was going on a honeymoon. And I told Jackie to fix some clothes. And I thought it was meant something else. But I was down there today, understood? Lies go to hell. I was there. He said, now I'm getting ready to take you on a honeymoon with the Holy Spirit. He said, now the church will grow. But it's not by power or by might, but it's by his Spirit. I believe in God. That's why I lay my hands on you. I believe when I lay my hands on you, you're going to get. God taught me all of this. I believe in God. I've always believed in God. But something I didn't have, brother, I didn't, something I didn't understand. But this morning I want to tell you that God has met with me. And I'm telling you, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled. You need to be filled. Yeah, I'm ready. I want to preach. God made had his mercy so I can preach. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I'm so grateful you gave me a chance. I'm so grateful that you forgiven me for my ignorance. I repent before my people. If I've hurt them, if I stopped them from growing, whatever I did, Lord, I don't quite know. You ain't laid it all out to me yet, but I just want to thank you. And I praise your name, Lord. Oh, Father. But there is a name. There's no other name like Jesus. No, what a beautiful name. Like Jesus. And I know people don't understand that, God, but now understanding is going to come. It's going to come to your people. Just where I was, you're going to take them like you did me. Because you're no respecter of persons. Those that don't understand, understanding is going to come to you today. I said understanding is going to come to you today. You're going to understand. Because it takes God. It takes him to get you to understand. My people were some of the pastors, folks. They just didn't understand. And even though they knew it was something different, they just didn't understand. So I pray, you know, that now God has given us understanding. It's a new day, right? Forgetting those things behind, we pressing on. And we this is a new day. We pressing on. Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you. Thank you for the listening of your people. Because I believe we got the ears now, Lord. I believe that they know. Some of these people have been with me for years and years and years. Lord God of the heavens, moved by your spirit today. People need help today, Lord. Not only, Lord, for physical help, they need mental help. Lord, people need help today. And we got to be in that place to help them, God. So help us, God, to be filled with your spirit. Help us, God, to be filled with understanding that we will know the depths and the length and the breadth and the width. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone that's in this place. Oh, my God. And if they got any unforgiveness in their heart against anybody, I pray they get bold. Hallelujah, Jesus, and do what they need to do. I ask it in Jesus' name. Use us for your glory. We give you the praise and the glory. Amen. Give God another clap. You may be seated this time. You may be seated this time. It's going to be coming to something you ain't going to be able to be. Stand up. Thank you. I'm going to go to find it. Thank you, Father. Keeping him up. But the Lord had been dealing with me about something, and I, you know, just was running through the no TV. I had my phone, you know, they like, you know, and I just put it on, and he was just bringing up stuff I hadn't even put in there. Somebody had come up, and it was all testimonies of people who had got saved and got delivered, and oh my God, just wonderful, wonderful. But it was one young man that he was a Muslim. And he was high in the whatever. But anyway, he said that when he got saved, you know, they get killed to lay down. They lay down their lives and say they saved. We can get saved and just whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when they say they love Christ, that's like a death sentence. Absolutely. And so he, off go your head. That's right. And so he was, he said he preached in Syria and all these different places. And he wanted to come to America. He's 30 now. And he said, the Lord said, be careful when you go to America. I don't want you to lose your zeal. He said, well, America, Lord? He said he came to America. He said, you people didn't even come to church if it rained. I cried. I absolutely cried when he told me who he was. And he showed telling the truth. He said, you call a prayer meeting here, you may get 10 people out. Maybe 5 out of 100 church. It's 100 members. You may get 15 people out. But see, that wasn't like that over where he lived. He said, when they got saved, they just was zealful. They went out. They just loved God. And they tested, and they owned everybody every day like he do. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you about Jesus. He said, so I have to really keep my thing to keep myself up. Isn't that awful? You got too much. I think we got too much. Hallelujah. We got too much. And it's done spoiled us. The people don't have nothing. Nothing but God. That's why you see people get raised. You say, well, I wonder why in Africa they so, that's why. Because they don't have anything but God. I'm not saying we should go and just, you know, don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? But we do. We got too much. We do. We got two of stuff of the same thing. Yeah. What you doing with two of stuff? Why don't you give somebody something? You know, you can't give nothing away. I said, Lord, help us. And mama was telling me, and I know she don't mind me, that say her sister got about 40 skirts or something. She said, I know she don't need all them skirts. And say, I don't even have where to hang my clothes. Amen. Your mama told me that. So we have been spoiled. We have. Okay. It don't make no difference. I'm too old for that, brother. Amen. I'm going to go to reason how this is going to be. I don't use it, but you know, name them. But brother always put a name on my messages. I don't know. I was just preaching, but I got up this morning and I heard the testimony of a woman. And you, I want you to listen to it when you can, Vonnie Marshall. Vonnie Marshall. She was a Buddhist. V-A-N-I Marshall. She was a, I ran across her just, I know it's the Holy Spirit. I just ran across her. And she sang a song, There Is No Other Name. Lord, have mercy. Oh, she sang that song and just hair got up on me. I said, oh God, I got to get that song. I got to get that song. So I told Tawana, I said, Tawana, get the music to that song, There Is No Other Name. Let me tell her, ooh, there's no other name. But the Lord brought her out of Buddhism. Because she, her daddies and all this, and her family was the high Buddhists. You know, the priest. Yeah. And she said, and I didn't, so I listened to so many people who had got delivered, and I found out how great my God is. Now I know he's great. You know he's great. But to hear other people that come out of these different places, you know, these different places, it just threw me away, just blew me away. Hallelujah. So the name of this is There Is No Other Name. That's the name of my sermon today, Simone. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to go to Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. It's something about a name. Did y'all know that? I'm going to throw this in here while y'all finding Isaiah 9 and 6. Y'all know what Isaiah 9 and 6 say. But it's something about names. Let me see y'all know that. There's something about a name. You know, so when people name their kids all these crazy names, the devil loves that. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. I preached this long years ago. I really believe there's something about names. My name is Celeste. It means heavenly. And people say, a lot of people say, oh, that's an old name. I really love you. I say, I do too, honey. And I try to live it. I love my name. Amen. But I think a lot of times people don't think about what they're naming it. You know, it's ain't nobody named Jezebel. It ain't no Delilahs. I ain't never heard nobody named Delilah. And it may well be somebody. But I'm saying, people, you need to know when you're having children, name your name, the kids a name. Name them something that means something. Look in the name book. That's what I did, and I was young. And I know the Holy Ghost had to tell me that because I didn't know that. But I named all my children something. Gwen meant something. Deborah meant something. All my kids, something. So when I had my baby son, Michael, it means something about God, soldier of God, or something like that. I said, I'm going to name him Michael. Somebody said, name him something else. I said, no. So somebody said, name him Roman. I said, oh, no. I ain't naming my son no Roman. I don't know what that means. This says, what it said, what do Michael mean? Something of God. Warrior of God. I said, I'm naming him that. Warrior of God. And when he was 8 years old, Jesus stood in his room and showed him his nail-scarred hands. And I sure remind him, too. I said, Michael, he's the only one ain't saved. I said, Mike, do you remember? I don't try to, you know, take him too much. But I said, you remember? He said, yeah, it was me. It's me. Praise the Lord. But in Isaiah, they were looking for somebody, as we've been teaching all through the services, somebody to come to deliver them, the Jewish people. Somebody. So people named their kids Jesus because that means Savior. They were that he wasn't only Jesus. Did y'all know that? There were other Jesus because they thought, well, you know, maybe their son to be this. But that's what's one. Yes, they wanted, you know, so they was longing for someone to come. But he did come. And then when he come, they couldn't receive him. Ain't that something? Are you longing for something? Let me tell you, Jesus is here. And whether you accept him or not, he's here. When you come to the church, I've heard people say, well, you know, when I come to church, I feel that's the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. But, you know, after he came, the Bible say in Isaiah 9:6, his down there where they say his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And to his kingdom will be no end to him. And the Lord was telling me that's like that. Praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, where I missed? He said, you missed because there's somebody else you need to know really well. Jesus said, I'm going away. And you wouldn't cry if you knew just what I was going to send you. He said, but I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you somebody just like me. Apparently, I'm going to send him to you. And his name is the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And I used to hear Sister Kuhlman, she was a great woman of God. And she would get up, she'd say, oh, don't offend the Holy Ghost. He's my best friend. And I'd be looking at her. Praise the Lord, what's she talking about? What's she talking about? And I noticed the apostles when I read in there. They say something about the Holy Ghost. They said, oh, that's wonderful. I don't think, not even that dumb. Now, I know the Holy Ghost. I received him. I said, Lord, I don't know. Guess what? I knew what I received. Praise the Lord. May 7th, 1967, one Sunday night before my 28th birthday. But that teaching of my holiness, the teaching that they taught me when I was in the church, you are wonderfully blessed to be brought up in Pentecost. You're blessed. If you was brought, you say, I brought in a Pentecostal church. Hallelujah. That's what brother asked me. Were you brought up in a Pentecostal church? No. I was brought up in a holiness church. Now, wait a minute. I left the holiness just early. Then I went under faith ministers like David Epley, if you ever heard of him. Praise the Lord. I was under a wonderful woman named Sister Lee Mincy. She just really just blessed me to no end. She was Holy Ghost filled. Praise the Lord. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's going to be called this because that's what he is in your heart. Praise the Lord. And when we receive him, we receive everything. So we hear more about Jesus, and brother was bringing that out. We hear more, and I talk about Jesus because that's who I called that night to set me free. So something that God is going to teach you. You see, I don't know everything. Something that God is going to teach us is how to deal with the Lord, hallelujah, in the place he is, because that's one God. One God, one God, say one God. There's just one God. Now let's stop fighting about this thing. Let's get this thing and prove it, and then we ain't got to fight about it. But is it one? Is it three? I'm sick of that mess. I was tired of that too. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of it, because there's just one God. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one. Yes. Read it. He can't help because he's so great. You know, he can't help that. Praise the Lord. And I see him. Listen, so in my mind, now nobody never seen God, but in my mind, I will see something in darkness, just dark, dark. And I saw something hovering over the water. That is what I saw. That's what he showed me. I was seeing this. And he said, let there be light. And that was hovering over the water, whoom! Did you catch that? That's what I saw. Amen. So he stands there waiting to hear, pray, your mouth speak, praise the Lord, because he said you are taken with the words of your mouth. And all of a sudden, I realized what he was saying when I was going home to see my mother. Pray, I realized when he said, let there be light. He said, now we're getting ready to go on a honeymoon. Well, I'm going to teach you about my spirit. Hallelujah. You're going to speak and it's going to be so. Praise the Lord. He said, now we're getting ready to go on a honeymoon. You've been on one. When you, I taught you about Jesus. I taught you. He was the only one I knew. He was the only one I knew. Hallelujah. I didn't know anything about, you know, leaning on the Holy Spirit for anything. I just knew about Jesus. I didn't know. Maybe I'm talking. Maybe y'all don't understand nothing I'm saying. But I know what I'm saying. But I leaned on Jesus. I love Jesus. Because Jesus set me free. I healed in Jesus' name. I laid my hands on you in Jesus' name. But now I'm recognizing the power that he has given me in his, oh my God, I don't know what words he knew. I recognize his power. Hallelujah. He said, now I'm going to really use you. Pray, if it's so, he'll do it. And then if it ain't so, I'm going to use you. Because you got to know what a power. I said, Lord, I understand. Yes, but you're going to know that you know. And he said, you're going to know that you know. He said, because I'm going to give you a friendship with the Holy Spirit that you never had. He said, I'm getting ready to take you to a place you never been. And when you lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. Hallelujah. He said, the blind is going to see. And I'm going to give you what I told you. He said, I told you I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, I didn't mean to preach this. God getting ready to do something with you. I said, God getting ready to do something with you. You may not know nothing, but just going to church, getting baptized. That's great. That's a start. And Philip said, there's water. What hinders me to be baptized? But they understood. They understood what baptism was. We done made some, but they, I'll tell you what the Lord said. They understood it. Because in that day, whatever you would, you got baptized, that means you were into that person. You were into that person or whatever it was. Yes, you submit to, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God getting ready to do something for you. Pray, I don't think he's going to just do it for me. He's going to do it for us. He's going to do it for us. Because it ain't the building. We are the building, children of God. It ain't the building. Then he began to show me about the people. He should be showing me about saints. He said, teach them to be one. Like me and my father are one. Teach them to be one, to stand together, not to get at home and say, did you know what she did? Come on. Did you see how she looked? This is part of your body you talking about. You ever look at your hands and say, what you doing? Come on. You ever look at your feet and say, what is you doing? No, you let that stomp your toe. You been, ooh, and you be down there petting that toe. Hell, you be putting no grease on it and this kind of thing. On, you understand what I'm saying? This is the way the body of Christ should be. This is the way it should be. Hallelujah. We should be helping. We should be, if she hurt, I hurt. Why? Because she might be part of my body. I'm in the body. Oh, I can't say. I'm in the body. We are the body of Christ. You ain't another Donald. You got a name, Donald, Barbara. You know, we're not that. You understand what I'm saying? We are the body of Christ. Members in particular. My wrist is hurting. Al is at home, my wrist hurt. Amen. And when we understand this, when we understand that you're part of the body of Christ, you, the devil, better watch out. That's why he keep us so, keep the division going. Come on. That's why he break families up. And just in case you might have a son that do something, I'll get them out the way too. I'll separate these two and then they can't have this baby. He does everything he can to keep things apart. Because he know that if we get together and believe, hallelujah, Christ in us, the hope of glory, he know he finished. He's finished. Okay, that I was thinking, I said, he took me back to this boy that died over in Lake St. Louis. Stay with me. The boy died. When the lady called him back through the Holy Ghost, she said, Holy Ghost, put life in my son. And the thing, beep, beep, came back on. But they fought for that miracle. He didn't just get up. They prayed for his brain. They prayed for his chest. They prayed for everything that the doctors told was wrong with him. They stuck together and they prayed. Wait a minute. Now I find out that Tina, who's my sister's daughter, was over there, and I didn't even know that even happened. She over in Lake St. Louis holding the candle praying for that boy. She called all the social media. She called everybody to pray. Children of God, we think that we got it all, but we ain't. God got people out there that can touch him. And the more the better. I say the more the better. We're going to pray and we're going to ask everybody to pray. And you ain't hearing me. I ain't talking about just, well, you pray. No, no, no. When we got things that we need doing, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for his brother. I think we're going to pray for his brother. He next. I said, Lord, I'm going to shoot. Next. If I pray and never don't get up, I said, next. Amen. I'm going to pray to somebody see, somebody hear, somebody get up, somebody do what the Lord done told me he going to do. I'm not afraid. I said, I'm not afraid. Hallelujah, Jesus. Me and Tawana have been together. We used to go out together. And God used us. He did. We was praying for a lady named, what was her name? Sister, amen. Praying for her. We prayed and that woman jumped up. She jumped and Tawana said, what's the matter? She couldn't move. I mean, the Lord touched that woman. Brought up, she lived a little bit more while. Praise the Lord. She was a heavy set lady, but God touched that woman. And that was years ago. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting ready to go on a honeymoon. Bye. Bye. And this person that I'm going on a honeymoon with is going to tell me what I need to know. That this church may grow. Because we got to be together. Eddie can't come in and he come in and help, but that's, hey, he can't do it alone. I'm there. I'm Moses. The leader. I'm a woman. Sorry. But I'm there. And I told the Lord, I said, God, the country going crazy is heck. People getting changed into men, into women, and women into... And I followed this jazz thing because she's a Jew. And I prayed for this boy. I said, Lord, you know what, though? It ain't too late. Now I found out he had all kinds of trouble with them trying to transfer him into a woman. They finally done told the truth. They had all, it's not what people think. This, the try to change your gender, it's not what you think because it's not the will of God. You born a man, you supposed to be a man. And you born a girl, you a girl. And ain't, I don't care what man do to you, put on you, sew on you, you still a man. You are who God made you. It's time for us to stand up who God made. So God made us Christians, and we ought to stand up and be who we are, who God is making us. He filled us with the Spirit of God. We ought to be what he made us. I don't want to be changed. I'm going on. No, I'm going on. What the little I did have, I'm keeping that, but hey, I got to have something new now. There's a new generation. I don't even know how to raise these kids now. You know what I'm saying? I love children, but I couldn't get no kid now because I don't know how to raise them. Honestly, I don't know how. I probably be too strict. My ways are too strict. I'm straight as an arrow. You got to sit down and shut up when I say, you know, that may not be the way to do it now. It may be some other kind of way to do it now. And I said, no, Lord, I don't want no babies. No, I don't want none. No thanks. Find something else for me to do. I don't want no babies. I don't want none. Praise the Lord. I love you all. And I'm just going to tell y'all, pray for me. I ain't going to keep you long. It's just that when I woke up this morning, There Is No Other Name was singing in my head. For I went downstairs to meet with the Lord. There is no other name. There is no other name. And it is not no other name. That name can move that name. Ooh, Jesus. There's no other name. But I thought you said the Holy Ghost. See, I'm understanding. I'm understanding. I'm going to send you somebody just like me. Me, just like me. I ain't going to say nothing else right now, but this is like me. And all of us, I understood. Jesus is so wonderful. You need to serve. Come here, Tim. Come here, baby. I want to come to you when you were sitting at the drums. And it's just going to be me and you. Y'all just praise God. I'm not going to say anything loudly, I don't think. Thank you, Jesus. Gonna be all right. Hold on to it. Yes, it's gonna be okay. Yes, Lord, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. It's gonna be. Don't pay what just even people that love you say things that. What I just said. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is in this place. To touch you, to heal you, to make you every whit whole. Children of God, don't stay away. Don't say, I got one more time to do something. I got a little time. You don't have the time you think. You could walk out here and fall dead. Your heart could have something wrong with it or whatever. You don't know where you know what I'm saying? If it's something you need to do, I advise you. Get it done. Get it done. Because you ain't cute enough for God to say, well, you know, you okay. No. No, no, no. He said, if you keep my commandments, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me. Children of God, with all our hearts, let us strive to keep his commandments. And when we can't, let's ask him to help us. Let's see that what he say is what he mean. This is what, listen, the children of Israel could not go into the promised land. Some of them did. I'm talking about Moses. Now, Moses was a great man of God. But when the Lord told him to speak to the rock, he got mad with the folks and hid it. Not understanding that this was something that was ahead in prophecy. You know, he didn't understand. He must have done, or he did. He didn't. You know what I'm saying? And God told him, say, you can't go. I'll show you, but you can't go. That is sad. That's sad. So you sit in church and learn about God. God is going to judge you where you are. He's going to judge you for knowing what's right. Now, some people don't know what's right. You won't get judged for that. But if you know what's right and you doing something different, that's iniquity. And I'm telling you, he's going to judge you. This is it now. See, because when he comes to a clean temple. He come in this church. This church had to straighten up. And especially the leaders, like brother was preaching this morning. The leadership got to straighten up. Amen. Anybody need prayer? I'm sorry. I hope I haven't offended anybody, but I try not to. Praise the Lord. But I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to give it all. I'm ready to see it all. I'm ready. Praise the Lord.